Sjørbrenn inger un el. Oh, well do I ken the wee hus on the mound. Within its annals was I spent many a pound. 'Twas yin licky miller what kept the bittim in. Weaseled ye on till ye cellar was done. Tha, drank in that hoose till I had nae a sark. Sind days and half deuter get back to my work. I long will remember the last time I sat within the old kitchen. I had nae a rap. For days I had tippled in ne'er thought a moment, and now o'er my brow came a cold clammy sweat. A small bit o' bread and a morsel o' cheese would not dot the queer kind o' hunger appease. But then, for to ask it was so, oh, me poor. For lucky was turning both crebit and sour. Say, there I sat, helpless, despair was me lot. At last in my pooch, a bit to pamuk I got. I then tried to eat, but it wouldna go down. My head it kept bippin', I thought I woulda swoon. The cold whiskey hunger was bitten me, sir. But here stood a good pato-pato howl on the floor. And fondly I thought, if I just had a duck and have a little soak of the doggie's bowl up among the fat kale, then the bee I might suck. I plunged in the bread and thought nobody'd eyed. But Lucky had seen me, and wildly she cried,
"Ye low-drunken scoundrel! Go on home, out o' that, and a dip your bread in your own ale pot!"
Oh, I spoke nae a word, but I slowly got up, and as I got out, said farewell to the cup. If merciful heaven my health once restore, so long I leave I'll never darken your door. Say, I kept to my vow, and from morning till night I steadily toiled till I made things erect. We roweth a fine close and good furniture room. I met with respect both in country and town. For though that I tied Gant to poverty's brink, he soon may redeem it if he keeps fra' the drink. Ah, nicked I was dundering down by the street, when old Lucky Miller I happened to meet. She suddenly stooped as gitter a stoon. Who, to see such a change in a near will do loon.
"My, certy," said she, "but you're looking real snood. I've missed you this while. Had you been fair abroad? You surely have gotten a brave golden gift, or some yin's departed and given ye a lift.
Nay, Lucky. Nay, said I, your conjectures are vain. The advice ye had given me, I've cheerfully taken. And the way I have got the brae class and the fine hat was by dipping my bread in my ain kale pat. John Pettigrew, the roving gardener, Glasgow, 1886.